Paula. Sorry, I forgot to bring up the site, but we're just starting. We haven't started yet. We just finished the meditation. And we're going to do our prayer. Glad you didn't turn off. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Vunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So let's do Yes Chandasa. Om Yas Chandasa Mrishabho Vishwarupaha Chando Vyo Dhyamrita Atsam Vabhuha Samendro Metaya Aspranautu Amratasya Devatarano Bhuyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jehva Me Matlimattama Karana Abhyam Bhuri Vishruvam Brahmana Koshosi Medhaya Pihitaha Shrutam Me Gopaya Avahanti Vitanvana Kurvana Chiramatmanaha Vasagumsi Mamagavascha Annapane Cha Sarvada Tato Me Shriyamavaha Lomasham Pashubhissahaswaha Amayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Dimayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Ramayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Dimayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Shamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Yasho Jane Sani Swaha Shreyan Vasyaso Sani Swaha Tantwa Bhagat Pravishani Swaha Sama Bhagat Pravisha Swaha Tasmin Sahasrashake Nibagaham Twayi Mraje Swaha Yathapa Pravatayanti Yathamasa Aharjaram Evam Mam Brahmacharinaha Dhatarayantu sarvata swaha Prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapanjaswa Aham vrikshasya Om aham vrikshasya reriva Kirti prishtam gireriva Urdhva pavitro vajiniva swamritam asmi Dravinagum savarchasam Sumedha amritokshitaha iti krishan korvedanu vachanam. Start from Sahana Bhavatu. Page 22. The Om Sahana Bhavatu. Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Punaktu Saha Viryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavatitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Brahma Virahapnoti Param Tadeshapyukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman So oshnute sarvan kama ansaha Brahmana vipaschiteti Tasmad va etasmad atmana akasha samputaha Akashad vayuhu vayo ragnihi Agnerapaha adhyaprativi Prativya Oshadhyaha Oshadhipyonam Annat Purushaha
Sava esha purusho narasamayaha tasye dame vashiraha ayam dakshinat pakshaha ayam uttarat pakshaha ayam atmaa ilam puccham pratishtha tarapyesha shloko bhavati annadvai praja prajayante yakashchit prithivi gashvataha ato anenaiva jivanti tathaina dapiyantyan tataha annagum hi bhutanam jeshtam tasmaat sarvaushadamuchate sarvam vaitenam apnuvanti yenam brahmopasate annagum hi bhutanam jeshtam tasmaat sarvaushadamuchate annaat bhutani jayante jatanyannena vardhante ajateti cha bhutani tasmadunnantarujjata iti tasmadva etasmad annarasamayat anyantara atma apranamayaha tenaisha purnaha sava esha purusha vidya eva tasya purusha vidyatam anvayam purusha vidyaha tasya prana eva shiraha vyano dakshina pakshaha apana uttara pakshaha akasha atma prithivi puccham pratishtha tarapyesha shloko bhavati. Now, last week we worked on these next four lines. Just repeat after me and then we'll start the next section.
Pranandeva anupranamti
manushya apashavaschaye pranohi bhutanamayuhu tasmaat sarva yushamuchyate sarvameva ta ayuryanti ye pranam brahmopasate pranohi bhutanamayuhu tasmat sarva yushamuchyate iti
Okay. Repeat after me now. Tasya esha eva.
Tasya esha eva.
Sharira atma.
Tasya esha eva sharira atma.
Tasmad va etasmat pranamayat.
Tenaisha purunaha.
Sava esha purusha vidha eva. Purushavitta.
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 Purushavitta eva. Sava esha purushavitta eva.
Sava esha purushavitta eva.
Tasya purusha. Tasya. Purusha vidhatam.
Purusha vidhatam.
It's a tongue twister you have to practice, which I also have to practice. Tasya purusha then vidhatam. 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 Purusha vidhatam.
Purusha vidhatam.
You say it, Kiki. Can you say that? Purusha vidhatam.
Purusha vidhatam.
Say it again.
Purusha vidhatam.
Just say it for a few times.
Purusha vidhatam. Purusha vidhatam. Purusha vidhatam.
Do you see the aspirate and the non-aspirate? That's what she can do it so naturally. We have to really practice. So say it and then we'll say it a few times. Let us repeat each time you say it.
Purusha vidhatam.
Purusha vidhatam.
Purusha vidhatam.
Purusha vidhatam.
Purusha vidhatam.
Purusha vidhatam. Okay, good. That, we'll have to work on it. But you see, as long as you understand. Okay.
I was so happy. My girl. That's the time for first tree.
A redwood. I can't believe she gets
a redwood.
Purusha vidhatam. Anvayam purusha vidhaha.
Anvayam purusha vidhaha.
Anvayam purusha vidhaha.
Anvayam purusha vidhaha.
Tasya yajureva shiraha.
Tasya yajureva shiraha.
Tasya yajureva shiraha.
Tasya yajureva shiraha.
Yajureva shiraha. Rik dakshina pakshaha.
Rik dakshina pakshaha.
Rik dakshina pakshaha.
Rik dakshina pakshaha.
Samuttara pakshaha.
Samuttara
pakshaha.
Samuttara pakshaha.
Samuttara pakshaha. Adesha atma.
Adesha atma.
Adesha atma.
Adesha atma.
Atharvangirasa. Atharvangirasa.
Atharvangirasa.
Atharvangirasa.
Atharvangirasa.
Atharvangirasa.
Atharvangirasa.
Puchan pratishtha.
Puchan pratishtha.
Puchan.
Puchamchan.
Puchan, sorry. Puchan pratishtha. It should be Puchan. Puchan pratishtha.
Puchan pratishtha.
Puchan pratishtha. Puchan pratishtha.
Puchan pratishtha.
Tadapyesha.
Tadapyesha
shloko bhavati.
Shloko bhavati.
Tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Good. Okay. Let's go to the first one. Tasyasha. I'm going to break the sandhi for that and translate it. This is following a repeated pattern now. So we've already translated this in reference to the pranamaya and the anamaya koshas. Now we're going to do it in reference to the manomaya kosha. So tasya sandhi. Tasya eshaha eva shariraha atma. Tasya eshaha eva shariraha atma. Yaha purvasya tasmat vai etasmat pranamayat. Okay, so let's translate. That's really the sentence, first one. So it says, tasya means of that, eshaha this, nominative tasya genitive, right, of that, genitive singular, eshaha nominative singular, this, eva, indeed, shariraha atma. This is the self which is embodied. This is the self which is embodied. We'll see in a minute. Yaha, that which
purvasya, prior, genitive singular. So it goes like this. Yaha atma. The yaha goes with the atma. This is the self which. Yeshaha. Yaha atma. Yeshaha this. Eva indeed. Yaha is the self. Is the self which. Sharira. Is indwelling. Has for its body, is embodied, is indwelling of that, Tasya, which comes before. This is the idea. Of that which comes before is the pranamaya. So this manomaya that we're going to be talking about, this manomaya is the self of that which is embodied, is the embodied self of that which has come before. So what is in its body is the pranamaya. So the manomaya is the self of the pranamaya. The pranamaya is the self of the anamaya.
Is the sharira different from sharira?
Yeah, sharira means that which has the sharira. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this atma has the sharira, has the body. Tasya purvasya, of that which came before, which we just talked about, which is the pranamaya. So it says, this indeed. So, eshaha eva, this indeed is the atma which is embodied, which has the body of that which came before, tasya purvasya. Everybody see it? It's a little, it's a, the word.
Which way are we going on this?
We're going from the annamaya to the pranamaya to the now manomaya. So the pranamaya is embodied, right, is the atma of the annamaya, of the food sheath. The vital force fills the food sheath, right? Then the mental sheath is going to fill the vital force.
Okay.
So now let's read this next section. This is followed. All of these are following exactly the same pattern. So then it says, tasmat vai indeed, etasmat pranamayat, anyaha antaraha, atma manomayaha. This is going to be a sentence. From that indeed, which is this, pranamaya. Now, this is that construction, from that which is this, means from that which we've been, from that this. So it says, from this pranamaya, which is that we've just talked about. Right? So that's etasmat. From that this, indeed. Everybody understand that this construction? From this pranamaya, anyaha another, which is antaraha, interior, which is inner. Atma self. Manomaya, which is the mental sheath. So this is saying, something which is inner is going to govern, and different is going to govern the fifth case for the thing that it's different from. So another, which is interior to the pranamaya, to that's the fifth case. So another, which is interior to that, another self called which is known as the manomaya. There is another self known as the manomaya, which is interior to that pranamaya. You see it? Oh, good. Do you see that anyaha, antaraha, atma, and manomayaha are all in the nominative? Okay. So you could say there is another anyaha, antara, inner atma, the manomayaha. So you could say the manomayaha is another self, which is inner, is the other self. Which is other than, there's an inner self other than the pranamaya. It's interior and other than the pranamaya. Tena eshaha purnaha, by that manomaya, by that manomaya, eshaha, this pranamaya, purnaha, is filled. The pranamaya is filled. is filled by the manomaya. The anamaya is filled by the pranamaya. The pranamaya is filled by the manomaya. It means it's interior and it's filling it. It's taking on its form. By that, instrumental singular, eshaha nominative, purnaha, past passive participle of pra is filled. Eshaha purnaha. This is filled, tena, by that. Sava eshaha purusha vidha evaha. That indeed is this. That, there's a that this again. That indeed this means that manomaya. That indeed this manomaya. Purusha vidha eva is in the vidha, is in the akara, has the form, the vidha of the purusha. Is that, it's a bahuvrahi, that whose akara, whose vidha is of the purusha. Because remember, the purusha first takes the form of food. The food takes the form of the human body, of the purusha. Then the pranamaya takes on that form of the human body, which is made of food. Then the manomaya is going to take on that form that the pranamaya has taken on. So the pranamaya takes on the form of the food sheath, which is this physical form. And now the manomaya, which fills the pranamaya, is going to take on the form of the purusha, which is, the pranamaya is in the form of the purusha because it's filling the food sheath, this physical body. You see what I mean? You don't see what I mean? Kenny?
I'm sort of lost in between trying to translate this and then trying to follow your logic. I'm still
purusha vidya, purusha vidya means, in a bahuvrahi, mm-hmm. the one whose form, whose akara, whose form is the purusha.
Okay.
So it says that this manomaya, this very manomaya, this mental sheath is indeed in the form of the purusha. It indeed is purusha vidya. It indeed has the form. It indeed takes the form of the purusha. Why does it take the form of the purusha? Because the food sheath, this physical body, is in the form of the person, of the human being. That's this form here. The pranamaya fills it. It's as though filling a form with water. The water is going to take whatever the form is that it's filled. So the pranamaya is... the physical body is filled now by the pranamaya, by the vital force.
It takes its form.
It takes its form.
That's the filling part.
Mm-hmm. So because it's filled, it fills it, it takes the form. The pranamaya comes in, takes the form of this physical body, and therefore it fills the physical body, and so then it takes the form. It doesn't bleed outside the physical body. It fills the physical body, and so now it's in the form of the physical body. The mind is more subtle than the prana, even. And so the mind is as though poured into the prana. It fills the prana. And it's going to now take the form of the prana, which has taken the form of the physical body. We're just going inward. One atma is interior to the preceding atma. So the first atma is the food sheath. The second atma is the vital force. Inner to that is the manomaya. Okay? So it takes the form of of the purusha. Tasya purusha vidyatam. You see that? Tasya purusha vidyatam. Anu ayam purusha vidyaha. This is exactly what we had before. It says, starting from the end, the back, ayam purusha vidyaha. This means the manomaya, which has the form of the purusha, anu follows after the tasya purusha vidyatam. The tasya stands for the pranamaya. This purusha vidya, this form of the purusha, follows after the follows after that which has the form of the purusha. Now that purusha vidyatam for Sanskrit people is an abstract in the accusative singular, the ta affix, the state of being the state of having the form for that of that.
So the substantive is purushavitata.
That's right, and it's in the accusative singular, the state of being that which it follows after that which is in the state of having the form of that. It's a little confusing. Take this. Tasya stands for pranamaya, mm-hmm. and purushavitatam, the pranamaya. Exists as having that form of the Purusha. So now this, Manomaya, also has the form of the Purusha following after that. Anu means to follow after, to come after that. Because the Manomaya is as though fills the Pranamaya. And so it's going to follow after whatever form the Pranamaya takes. The Manomaya is going to take that. It's going to follow after. So whatever form the pranamaya has, the manomaya is going to have. Tasya yajureva shiraha. For that manomaya, the yajurveda alone is the head. Yajur means the yajurveda. Yajureva shiraha. Of that manomaya, the yajurveda is the head. Just listen in. The rik dakshinaha pakshaha, the right side, pakshaha's side, dakshinaha right, is the Rig Veda. Rik dakshinaha pakshaha. Sama Veda, sama uttaraha pakshaha, the Sama Veda is the left side. Adeshaha atma. Adeshaha means the instruction. The Adesha is referring to the Brahmana portion of the Vedas, which gives all the detail, all the instruction, the Adesha, the very teaching itself of how all of these things are working. So that becomes like the core, the trunk. So the instruction itself, which is in the Brahmana portion of the Veda, that Adesha, the teaching that you can't get from anywhere else except from the Vedas and from the Sampradaya, from the teaching is what they mean by Adesha here. It refers to the Brahmana portion of the Vedas. Mm-hmm. So that's the trunk. That's the Atma.
Oh, Atma means trunk here.
Yeah, it means the self.
Right.
Yeah. So you've got a left side, you've got a right side, you've got a head, and then the Atma means the center, the self of the whole thing.
Right. That's what they've been saying all along.
All along. This is following exactly the same pattern. Atarvangirasaha. Pucham Pratishta. Atarvangiras is the name of the sage who has taught so much of this. He is the Pucham, the tail, which gives Pratishta. When you think of tail, think of the bottom of the spine, uh-huh. or like a monkey's tail that gives the balance. You say if a monkey is sitting on, you know, on its hind and its tail, uh-huh. gives it that pratishtha, that stability. So Angirasa gives he's a sage, a rishi. He gives the basis, the stability for this. Then he says, Tadapi esha shlokaha bhavati. That also, this shlokaha bhavati. For that also, there is this shloka. There is this verse. So all this whole last part follows that pattern, right? And we're moving inward now. Now we're on the mental sheet. Now in the Bhashya Shankar will say, you know, on a cosmic level, we're seeing the whole mind, which means the vritti, the Vedas themselves appear as a vritti. The next kosha will be the Vijnanamaya kosha, where we understand what those Vedas mean. But now just the recitation of the Vedas we see, you know. The Yajurveda has to do with the actual performance of the ritual. So that's as the head. And then the Sama Veda and the Rig Veda support that. Right? And then the very trunk is the Brahmana portion that unfolds all of the teaching around that. And Angirasa is the rishi, the sage, who gives the instruction. Right? And so then for that, there's going to be a shloka to support what's being said.
Atharva Angirasa is not, it doesn't refer to Atharva Veda and then Angirasa.
It's the name of, yeah.
Well, wait a minute, where do these Vedas
I think so, that's how I read it, Atharva Angirasa. Angirasa is the name, but Atharva Angirasa, maybe They used it as a whole name. Omakanda, that's a good point, but Atharva is the...
I'm confused. Where do these Vedas come in now? We were at the mind sheath, you know? And all
Edward?
Yeah.
Every time before, when we did the physical body,
uh-huh.
then we did the prana,
uh-huh.
and then we did now the manomaya.
Okay.
When we're done with it,
yeah.
saying that the manomaya has filled the pranamaya,
yeah.
and we say that it's taken the form of the purusha, taking the form of the person, then we do like an upasana, a visualization. What is the head of the manomaya, of the person? In the manomaya, what would be the head? Well, according to the Shastra, you visualize the head as the Yajurveda.
Oh.
You visualize the right side of the person,
okay,
as the Rik. The left side of the person is the Samaveda. The Brahmanas, which are the instructional section of the Vedas, there's the Rik, the Brahmana section, you know, then the Aranyaka section, then the Upanishad section. The Brahmana section gives all instruction and teaching. If we divide each Veda into four sections, each Veda has a Brahmana section. That is viewed as the trunk, as the self. Right? And then what gives stability? What's the tail? The Angirasa. Atharva, they didn't break that Atharva off in the Bhasha. That's a good point there.
Because they're referring to all the other Vedas.
Yeah, I know, but they're referring here to the sage.
But
let me look at that. It's a good point. I didn't see it in the Bhasha or in Swamiji's commentary. But let me look. Okay. Do you understand? Okay. You have to remember, this is following a pattern. So if you were to go back and read, you would mm-hmm. see now, of course, after they've done all that, they have to do the visualization on who that purusha is actually going to look like. Well, in this visualization, the purusha looks like is in the form of the Vedas. You visualize the head as being the Yajurveda, the right side and the Rig Veda, the left side, the Samaveda, the trunk, the Brahmana section. It's visualization. This is all upasana. Okay? But it's an upasana now that we're moving into the teaching because we're going from, you know, the anamaya kosha to the pranamaya kosha to the manomaya kosha to the vijnanamaya kosha. We're going to go inward till we get to the atma. Okay? But there's still visualization involved. And the visualization also involves bringing the purusha, bringing Ishvara, you know, together with mm-hmm. the individual. So it's... Okay? Okay, good. Let's try to chant it.
Is she
going
to tell people she
just
disappoint me?
She can. Oh, I didn't know.
She's doing the impasse and her eyes are kind of closed. Yeah. She's thinking a lot. I hope she's very
peaceful. Don't sit on her. I won't sit on her.
She'll move around and do whatever she wants to.
Sorry, there was a terrible pileup on the freeway. There must have been a dozen cars.
She'll be all right. I'm surprised she's in here. Okay, ready? So, we're just working on the translation of the new section. We're going to chant it now, okay? Tasyaisha eva. Tasyaisha eva. Sharira atma. Tasyaisha eva. Sharira atma. Deborah, do you want to get your?
I'm reading.
Why don't you get your own?
Yeah, it'll take me a little bit. I need to get it organized. This is the letter.
Tasyaisha eva. Sharira atma.
Sharira Atma.
Tasyaisha eva sharira atma.
Tasyaisha eva sharira atma.
Tasyaisha eva sharira atma.
Tasyaisha eva sharira atma.
Yav purvasya.
Yav purvasya.
Yav purvasya.
Yav purvasya.
Yav purvasya.
Yav purvasya.
Tasmad va etasmaat pranamayat.
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 Anyantara atma manomayah.
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 Tenaisha purnah.
Tenaisha purnah.
Tenaisha purnah.
Tenaisha purnah.
Sava esha purusha vidya eva.
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 Tasya purusha vidyatam.
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 Anvayam purusha vidyah. Anvayam purusha vidyah.
Anvayam purusha vidyah.
Anvayam purusha vidyah.
Anvayam purusha vidyah.
Anvayam purusha vidyah.
Anvayam purusha vidyah.
Tasya yajure vashiraha.
Tasya yajure vashiraha.
Tasya yajure vashiraha.
Tasya yajure vashiraha.
Yajure vashiraha.
Yajure vashiraha.
Yajure vashiraha.
Yajure vashiraha.
Tasya yajure vashiraha.
Tasya yajure vashiraha.
Tasya yajure vashiraha.
Tasya yajure vashiraha.
Rikdakshinah pakshaha.
Rikdakshinah pakshaha.
Rikdakshinah pakshaha.
Rikdakshinah pakshaha.
Samuttarah pakshaha.
Samuttarah pakshaha.
Samuttarah pakshaha.
Samuttarah pakshaha.
Samuttarah pakshaha.
Samuttarah pakshaha.
Adesha atma.
Adesha atma.
Adesha atma.
Adesha atma.
Atharvangirasa puccham pratishtha. Atharvangirasa puccham pratishtha. Atharvangirasa. Atharvangirasaf. Atharvangirasaf.
Atharvangirasaf.
Atharvangirasaf.
Atharvangirasaf.
Pucham pratishtha.
Pucham pratishtha.
Atharvangirasaf. Pucham pratishtha.
Atharvangirasaf. Pucham pratishtha.
Atharvangirasaf. Pucham pratishtha.
Atharvangirasa puccham pratishtha.
Tarapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tarapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tarapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tarapyesha shloko bhavati.
Om.
Okay, take a break.